Hello and welcome to another edition of Bob's Used Record Shop, where the word shop is used as an action word. The slogan for my program could just as well be, I shop, you listen. If this is the first time that you are tuning into the program, each week I try to bring you an hour's worth of musical discoveries from over 60 years of recorded music. I peruse used record stores to find interesting and often one-of-a-kind records and try to present them to you in an informative and musically entertaining format. So sit back, and I'm going to get things started with some brand new music. Now, this is a song from the beautiful voice of Olivia Newton-John, and a song she just recently recorded as a duet with her lovely daughter named Chloe Latanzi. Now, I came across this song watching a Sunday morning news program. In fact, it was called Sunday Morning with Jane Pauley on CBS. And in the interview, Olivia talked about having ran into a songwriter or an acquaintance of a songwriter at a health clinic that she was attending. So let's get things started here. The song is called Window in the Wall.
Has this world forgotten how to love? Are we blinded by the hate we let inside? No one's giving in or giving up. The lines are drawn and there's no compromise. This isn't who we are. Looking for a window in the wall. Maybe we can see the other side and find we're not so different after all. Looking for a window in the wall.
Going back to 1964 from a recording that was lifted from the actual live session done at Abbey Road Studios in London. That was The Seekers with I Know I'll Never Find Another You. It features the beautiful voice of Judith Dunham. And speaking of beautiful voices, this is Alison Moyet.
Gets behind me and keeps giving me that shove again, putting rain in my eyes, tears in my dreams, and rocks in my rocks in my heart. Suppose I didn't stay, ran away, wouldn't play. The devil, what a potion he would brew. He'd follow me round, build me up, tear me down to love. He thought
I'm just gonna tag along with that old devil called love. With that old devil called love. I'm not in love, so don't forget it. It's just a silly phase I'm going through. And just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, don't think you got it made. I'm not in love, no, no. But then again, that doesn't mean you mean that much to me. So if I call you, don't make a fuss. Don't tell your friends about the two of us. I'm not.
The group is called 10cc, and that was their 1975 hit single called I'm Not in Love. The song was made it all the way to number one in their native home of the United Kingdom, stalled out at number two here in the United States back in 1975. Before that, we heard That Old Devil Called Love, a song written back in 1944 but reinterpreted in 1985 by the lead singer of the 80s new wave band Yaz, a young lady by the name of Allison Moyet. Interesting note about that record, the recording actually spent 3 weeks at number one in New Zealand and hit the top 10 in the United Kingdom. Unfortunately, it never really found a home of any kind at any radio format here in the United States. That recording was from a promotional 12-inch 45 RPM single on Columbia Records. So, what do you say we play some music to watch girls by?
Mais linda, mais cheia de graça, ela, menina que vem e que passa, num doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Porque estou tão sozinho? Ah, porque tudo é tão triste? Ah, beleza que existe, a beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor.
Mm-hmm. jeito é not at me.
From a hugely influential jazz album titled Getz Gilberto, released in 1964, that was husband and wife vocal team Joel and Astrid Gilberto, who teamed up with the saxophone legend Stan Getz, and that was the original version of The Girl from Ipanema. Another great song to watch a very specific girl by, if you ever get a chance. Google the song title and you can actually see the woman who was the inspiration, the actual girl from Ipanema. Before that, it was Al Hurt from an album called The King of, escapes me, A Man and His Horn. That's the name of the album. Al Hurt and Music to Watch Girls By. Some jazz now. This is Oscar Peterson. From an album entitled The More I See You, that is Oscar Peterson. The tune is called In a Mellow Tone. And that brings us to the end of our first half hour. I appreciate you tuning in, and we'll be right back with more music after these messages.